animals make good pets. I bet you didn't think of rats. Today we're going to talk about how rats make excellent pets. They're clean, they provide companionship, they're smart, and have lots of personality.
So what are your experiences with rats?
My husband is very scared of rats, and so we make fun of him, and we hide rubber rats in his shoes and under his pillow and in his shower sometimes. And then also one time I saw a sewer rat a subway rat in New York City.
So what do you imagine having a pet rat of your own would be like?
I guess I always figured it would be really similar to having a hamster or a guinea pig because we've had both of those. I used to have guinea pigs in my classroom when I taught sixth grade, and my sons have had both guinea pigs and hamsters. So I always figured it'd be really comparable to that, but I guess I don't really know since I've never had a pet rat.
And I think a lot of people kind of compare hamsters and rats. You know, I think hamsters are kind of the main pet that people like. But actually, a lot of people don't understand is that hamsters aren't usually the best companion. What ends up happening when people get hamsters is they usually get disappointed because their hamsters sleep a lot. They're nocturnal. But rats actually would be preferable as a companion to hamsters because they adapt their sleep schedule to you, and they actually want to be held, as opposed to hamsters usually getting grumpy and only tolerating being held. So I find that a lot of people get hamsters at first and get disappointed, but when they get rats, they're actually pleasantly surprised. How long do you think rats have been pets? Where do you think this started?
I guess I never thought about that. If I had to make my best guess, I would say probably a really long time, but I don't know.
What many people don't understand is that rats have actually been pets for hundreds of years, and they've been bred specifically. It actually started back when there were huge rat infestation problems, and they would hire people called rat catchers to catch the rats and put them in this very bad sport where they'd be thrown into a pit, and terriers would compete to see how many rats they could kill
within a
set time. Very, like, the epitome of animal cruelty. But the rat catchers would notice interesting-looking rats, like albino rats or black rats, instead of the usual brown. And so they'd keep them to be pets and sell them as, like, oddities. Mm. And so over time, it actually became quite popular among people to have interesting varieties of rats. And in several, you know, it's very Eurocentrized history, in several Western cultures, rats have actually been revered for a long time. There's rats in mythologies, and in one place it's even, like, illegal to kill white rats. There's even this temple in India where they believe the rats are sacred, reincarnated followers of a certain goddess, and so they're actually become tamed through many years because they feed the rats there. So there's actually a long tradition of having rats as pets, and once they became test animals and they found out rats are so similar biologically to people, they started breeding them to be calmer too, and just over time, they've grown to be relaxed around people, and they're not wild anymore.
I feel like I saw that temple on The Amazing Race one time, that the people had to go to that temple, because that rung a bell as soon as you said that.
Oh yeah, it's called the Karni Mata Temple, I believe. It's in Deshnok, India. And I've seen pictures and videos of it. It's actually a little weird. I love rats, but, like, I see pictures, they have these giant, like, bowls of, like, milk material that they give the rats to eat. And people, like, have their kids playing in the milk while the rats are eating the milk. Weird. And I'm kind of like, okay, as a rat person, I'm still a little grossed out by that. But they haven't had, like, a rat bite someone in decades. So it's not that big a problem. Although it is a little odd.
It is.
And interesting there, while they're still technical wild rats, the albino population among them is higher because they're safer there. So you can actually see some albino rats. And they're believed to be very special reincarnated versions of that goddess. And so if you see an albino rat, it's considered very good luck there.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you feel, like, as a rat person, how do you feel about the fact that many people perceive rats so negatively to the point where they would, like, even express maybe desire to be aggressive towards rats, or this feeling that rats are dirty or scary or bad in some way? Like, how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me disappointed but not surprised. I think it relates back to a fundamental part of human nature. We have this tendency to you know, we see an image of someone or a stereotype of someone and it automatically place it, and a lot of people don't really look deeper, so they just see, oh, I saw a dirty rat and image on TV, and so now rats are bad. And we have a kind of tendency to demonize things that we don't understand, because rat owners aren't a popular thing, so when we see it, we're kind of like, oh, what? And I think that just kind of relates back to human nature in general. I would like to see, and I think it is happening to some degree, people looking past that and realizing it's not your first impression. Like, people believe, oh, rats cause rabies, but in reality, there's never been a case of a rat getting rabies, transferring rabies to a person. Really? And they're actually one of the least likely animals to get rabies.
Oh, wow.
And I think just people, it's just a part of human nature, and we're gonna have to learn to get past that. And I would really like to see, and I always like it when I see that people, I have changed several people's minds on rats, and I like to see them move past their stereotypes and learn to cautiously hold my rats.
I would hold your rats. I was telling my family, like my husband, who's scared of rats, about everything you said about what kind of pets rats were. And he was giving me this look because both my boys were looking at me like, oh, really? And my husband was like, shaking his head and looking at me like, stop saying this. Don't give them any ideas. Do you try just in your conversations with people, or do you think that there's a way that maybe we could raise awareness about rats so that it perception does change?
I think, well, when people have rats and they make friends with people, introducing your rats to them is a good idea. And even just like what you did, bringing it up in conversation and just kind of dispelling some of the myths. We don't have to aggressively become militant and be like, you must hold a rat. But I think just talking to people, and I think approaching from a kind of, oh, did you know, kind of standpoint, mm-hmm. makes people feel really interested in rats.
Or just like maybe nicely, when you hear somebody expressing incorrect information, just nicely dispelling that. Like, actually,
Don't attack them.
Right, yeah.
But be like, oh, well, I heard that. Did you know this? Right.
So if I remember correctly, the Year of the Rat is like, it's a pretty auspicious thing in Chinese culture, right? Yeah. What do you know about that as somebody who studies Chinese culture?
It is, the Year of the Rat is particularly special among the zodiac because it's the first zodiac, mm-hmm. so it marks the repeat of the cycle. So rat years tend to be viewed as change coming. So it's actually, again, apart from Western culture, rats aren't necessarily a bad thing in traditional Chinese culture.
My older son, he's just passed the Chinese New Year, so he thought for a long time he was the previous one because his other friends the same age were, but then he realized he's actually the Year of the Rat.
Oh.
And he was upset at first because of my husband's feelings towards rats, and if he'd been the previous one, it would have made him the same as my husband, and so he wanted to be that, but I think he's come around to, like, think it's kind
of
cool.
That's good. It is cool. You can tell him he's the start of the Zodiac.
Right, and it brings about positive change. He'll like that.
One of the things that makes me saddest is when people get pet rats, but they don't really understand the emotional part of them. Like, they need a rat companion. If you're not willing to spend, like, 8 hours a day with them, they need a companion. And they're super emotionally intelligent, and they need constant interaction with people.
Oh.
And so, like, rats bond so well. Some have even died of grief when their cage mates die.
Oh.
So it makes me sad when people just get rats and they're alone and they don't play with them. They just put them in a cage without companions and just kind of feed them. That is a situation. I love it when people have pet rats, but if you're not willing to engage your rats, give them a companion, give them things to do, you shouldn't really be a rat owner.
Well, I wonder too if that's a misperception that comes also of thinking that they're a lot like hamsters, because hamsters have to be solitary pets.
Yeah.
Some people might make the assumption that rats are too.
And, like, people think, you know, hamsters like to sleep all day and don't like to be held. Rats need to be. And I think that is, comparing rats with hamsters isn't a good idea all around.
Right, yeah.
They're...
Often I think the hamster is, like, people's introduction to a pet. I think maybe you were even saying that to, like, a pet rodent.
And yeah.
So then they're like, oh, all rodents are this, yeah.
Yeah, so. I've even had to tell people they probably shouldn't get a rat because they're very busy people, and they're just like, oh, I'll just feed it sometimes, and I'll be like, I don't think at this point in your life a rat's right for you. You gotta be willing to, some people take it to the extreme and let the rats run around the house, but they have very special houses, but that you gotta be willing to give your rat a friend, and you gotta be willing to engage with your rat.
Right. Well, thank you. This has been very informative. Well, I've learned a lot. Welcome. And now I really want to meet your pet rats.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'll have that opportunity, but I don't think I've ever actually held a pet rat other than that baby I was saving. And so I'm like, oh, now I'm very curious about what they're like.
Well, I hope you would check them out sometime. They're great.
I will. Thank you.